Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock on Rick Max is in Alaska at Katmai Lodge right now. We'll get a report from him when he gets back. And Corey Sandin is our co-host today from MC Swim Baits, talking some fishing. Joel Ralston and Corey Sandin in the studio today. Are you kidding me?
Nostalgic.
This is the ultimate deal. It's the ultimate deal.
Doug Williams. Doug.
Yeah.
Doug would be a good one.
Doug, yeah.
Doug Reed, Bob Williams.
What happened to Tinsky? Linsky,
He works at Santa Barbara servicing the oil rigs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, 2 weeks on. Or
all the old guard,
week on,
right?
Week on, week off, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Patrick O'Leary, all the old Seaforth guys, right?
Mark
like
Larson.
It's like a Seaforth reunion in here today. But
I was showing Corey a picture of we had Bob Williams, Jimmy Hughes, Doug Reed, his son Chris, who's an actor now. He's got a movie. It's a football movie coming out around Thanksgiving. I can't remember the name of it.
Wow.
But he was in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, no kidding. Doug Reed?
No,
Doug
Chris Reed.
Christopher Douglas Reed.
So he is probably 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Probably 400 pounds. And he's the biggest guy. He looks like the gnarliest biker guy, right? Plays biker guy.
But
he's
the
most
star.
Gentle soul you've ever met in your life.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, a lot of talent here and just a lot of fun, and we've got a great show for you here and giving away a great prize, right, Corey?
Oh, are you kidding me? Shimano Colt Sniper Jerkbait and Flatfall Lure Package. If you want to give us a call today and join the show, talk to Joel, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090.
All right.
Please do so. We got a line open on each one.
All right. Let's find out what's biting out there. All right. And the FishDope.com report, sponsored in part today by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products at work. You want to end connection failures? You need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear to catch everything from that school-sized tuna to a record-sized 200-pound bluefin. With all the brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. The favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, make it your preferred connection. Hey, get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Only Tackle, Taka's, or Longfin. And let's go ahead and head up to Alaska first. Captain John from Whalers Cove Lodge. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Pete. It's another sunny, nice day here. And yesterday, I gave an award away to a guy who caught a gigantic halibut that was well over 100 pounds. We had a few hundred pounders. And we also had a young man that was on a self-guide boat. And they released a 200-pound halibut. They got it flat on the surface, got a measurement. It was 73 inches, 210 pounds.
Wow.
That was a really cool catch. But one thing I want to mention, the lodge is really ramping up and doing a lot of freshwater trips this year. We've got a lot of requests for it. Yesterday, we had a group that was led by the owner, Mark, and they hit a couple of different systems, including over at Little Basket, where they have this really cool grotto. They get out and they use kayaks to swim through it and get to the area. And the people at the end of the day said that was the best fishing day they had ever had, not for the fish they caught, but for the experience. And that's what true Alaska is really about.
Indeed.
That's something that we have to offer here. In addition to the fantastic saltwater fishing, we've got all of these freshwater destinations within our reach by boat, and we are also offering some flyouts if people want to experience that. That costs a little bit more, but there is some really unique things to do up here. And we also had a guest that was up in the Hasselberg area. I think you've been up there before.
Yes, yeah, several
But they
times,
got a 21-inch cutthroat the other
Ooh,
day.
That's a
and
big cutthroat.
You know anything about cutthroat? That's a once-in-a-lifetime enormous cutthroat, and I guess it was just like a football. And it's just truly magical what we've got going on. And then yesterday we had a bunch of orcas coming through and playing. So that was a lot of fun to watch.
Nice. Such a great place. 10 minutes, a 10-minute ride, and you're fishing at Whalers Cove Lodge in the ocean in a beautiful place. And also I might add, too, you say it's a beautiful day. Whalers Cove Lodge gets a fraction of the weather and the rain that others like Juneau or Sitka gets, right?
That is correct. We are in a microclimate here. We only get about 37 inches of rain a year. And several days last week, they were predicting these, you know, huge winds, and it was completely flat here.
Yeah.
You know, this is just such a unique area that we very rarely have a big storm come through. It does happen once in a while. We've got some winds predicted tomorrow. But once again, I'm not so sure because the weatherman, at least for this region, is wrong most of the time.
Well, it truly is Alaska's fishing paradise. If somebody wants to come to Whalers Cove Lodge, are there any spots available this year? I know we're booking, getting real close to full on 2019 already.
That's right. There's a few spots, but if somebody's thinking about coming up here, they better give Jay a call. And Jay is at 1-800-423-3123. Again, it's 800-423-3123, or they can go on to whalerscovelodge.com. We've got a brand new website this year, and it's got a lot of stuff on there, and you can check out, you know, the pictures and what the lodging looks like and boats and everything. Again, it's whalerscovelodge.com. Check us out, give us a call, send us an email, and you can also go to YouTube and see some of our old episodes of Alaska's Fishing Paradise and get a really good idea of what we're all about.
Indeed. Hey, thanks, Captain John. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, next Saturday.
All right. Bye. Captain Mark Wish, Pacific Edge, FishDope.com report. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Pete, Corey, Joel. Great show. I love a commercial slant and all this stuff there. Well, our summer season's rolling along in fine style, guys. Just about all the major offshore players are checked in and accounted for here. It's getting interesting. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the island a little bit. Nick's been very consistent with the good great yellows, sea bass, and halibut. Nice stretch of weather out there. Looks like I might be changing a little bit now, but very good fishing at San Nicolas there. Santa Barbara Island, a little question mark there. Rumors of quite a bit of yellows around there. And I definitely know for sure there's some sea bass around SPI. Catalina, quite a bit of good great yellow around, biting the surface iron when they're up, you know, spots of breaking fish have been around there, and then slow trolling a big mackerel is always a good call. Lots of bass at Catalina right now. It's good fishing. San Clemente, much the same as Catalina, spots of yellows around, a few sea bass there, backside west. Excellent bass fishing all over that island. Both the islands still got a little bit of squid to be caught. Offshore, it's getting really interesting, guys. Major volume of tuna fish around, both yellowfin and bluefin, that smaller catchable grade of fish of both kinds has been mixed together in there from that 371, 302, 182, 9-mile bank all the way up to La Jolla like that. There's been some troll fish, especially on the yellowfin, on the Halcos and the Rapalas and the Cedar Plugs. They're all getting a few, and that's good news. And then for casting on the foamers there, surface iron, colt snipers, and poppers have all been getting some fish. You know, it's fun fishing. And then on the outside is where it gets a little more challenging. There's a huge area, very large bluefin, from outside the corner to the 43 proper and still more west from the bank and then up towards the head. We were in there Monday and Tuesday in that flat, calm, tropical weather. We had fish everywhere. We had a tank of live squid, all the best gear. And let me tell you guys, our hook to land ratio was somewhat less than stellar. We got wrecked on some of them things. But yummy flyer on heavy gear is the best answer to that big fish, let me tell you. And then along with all the tuna fish around, we got yellows and a few Dorado on kelps as far up as the Catalina Channel now, you know, between the east end and the 14-mile bank. There's been some Dorado seen and caught in there. And the first marlin's been caught. Others seen scattered around all over the place. There is just a lot of fish moving in, and there's a lot going on. It's time to go fishing, guys.
That's crazy, Mark.
There's so much.
Unbelievable. And, of course, fishdope.com, Jeff and the gang have been doing the job getting all that fish. They report 2-3 times a day on fishdope.com. So you got to get it, fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HookUpNow, lowercase, no space, HookUpNow. gives you $20 off a one-year membership from today. For a full year, you get fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store there is area code 714-840-4262. Website Pacific Edge Tackle. And let me tell you, on Monday afternoon, I had, you know, I've been doing this for a little while, and I hooked a tuna fish that unloaded a reel faster than anything I have ever seen happen in all the years I have been fishing.
What pound test?
Not nearly enough.
Not
and not enough yards. And thank God when there was about 25 feet left, another fish in the school hit it, and I got back like 6 feet of frayed line.
Wow.
But it was just shocking. I just, like, holy crap. There's so much big ones out there.
What'd you hook it on, Mark?
Live squid.
The live squid.
Interesting. Live squid. We never hooked a single fish on a sardine, and we dropped flat falls and other
very
types
nice
of jigs
problem.
On 25, 30, 40 schools of fish at all hours of the day and night, and we never had a single bite on a flat fall. It's very difficult to hook a fish, but most of the ones we hooked, we did get absolutely wrecked on. We did get one nice one there, a 135 on 30 pound.
A 135 on 30 pound?
A live squid.
Live squid. How about that, huh?
All right. I love that squid, man. They come up flipping and boiling and crashing all over it on anything other than our hooked bait. It was crazy.
But they wouldn't eat anything heavy.
They would die.
Nope.
Which is not a good thing when it's 200 pounders.
Bluefin, man.
30 pound, that doesn't help.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No, we had a fantastic trip.
Oh, that's great, Mark.
Tropical rainstorm there Tuesday morning. We got flash flooded for a little while, thunder and lightning flash. It was fantastic, man.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Fun. Good times. All right.
Go fishing, guys.
All right.
It's
thanks,
happening.
Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll see you.
Man, what an awesome report, Pete, and that just to hear all that good stuff. And September, it's almost September weather with
it
September
totally
fishing.
Is. It's mid-July.
Now let's hear some more of it. And Marcos from Seaforth Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
We got a good preview of the fish count there. Very similar fishing here. Those half-day trips, seeing lots of calico bass, biting full-speed summer calico bass there. Actually, a little bit of yellowtail during the week, and the Elgato Dos on a half-day charter earlier in the week actually has caught 4 Dorados, so a little bit of tuna earlier on the half-day there. So, like I said, and the water's definitely warming up here. We're starting to see some good summer fishing. Those full-day trips, they actually moved offshore, trying to get in on that tuna action, seeing some bluefin, some yellowfin, a little bit of bonito mixed in there. Very similar on those overnight trips, bluefin, yellowtail, a little bit of yellowfin, bonito also. So all-around good fishing with some great weather there. Definitely check the website for those half-day trips. The full-day trips tomorrow, we have two boats going out to San Diego filled up, and we put the Sea Watch online, so definitely a good chance to get out there and get into some of that action. We have the Voyager going out on an open party trip tonight for a one-day trip, so you have lots of options for the weekend there. You can check the website. The full schedule is up there. You can make the reservations right online. You can always give us a call at the office here, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person, and you can pretty much pick any trip, and you're going to do all right there. I can't really go wrong right now.
Yeah, man, you can definitely get it going there, and I'll tell you what, it's time to go fishing. I mean, San Diego's full, so you put on another full-day boat. Oh, boy, get on it and go.
Absolutely, fishing offshore there, if you've been waiting because you don't have your passport, now's your chance. Or if you're not going to go, maybe put that money towards the passport and get ready for 10 years of good fishing with that passport there, because it'll last a while, and lots of options. You can't, like I said, can't go wrong. Get your gear out and get out there on the boat.
Well, we've been talking a lot of Seaforth here with Captain Joel Rawson. I know it's before your time when Joel was there, but it was lots of fun. But I guess John Umani and Mike Gogger are the only leftovers from your era, right, Joel?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
I was here.
Oh, you were?
I got the tail end of Joel there. Yeah.
The tail end of Joel. That's scary.
You're almost dating yourself. You're almost dating yourself, Marcus.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I set myself up good. It's a good thing Rick wasn't there. He would have taken full advantage of that.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for that, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
And definitely
we'll talk to you then, guys.
Good stuff, Marcos. And today's Catch Report is sponsored by Fish Pros. The Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego, not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns at San Diego Landings. Now, with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase your fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, and their fabulous tuna burgers and their convenient Liberty Station location, easy to get to. Fish Pros have become the famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salt. I've had a chance to enjoy them.
They're
awesome.
Amazing, aren't
they're
they?
They're really good, as well as smoked cheese. Pick some up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked, and I promise you will.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Fish Pros, the market, right there at Fisherman's Processing in Liberty Station, right across from where Stone Brewery is. You can't miss it, for sure.
Can't miss
hey,
it.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump to those phones. You want to get through? A line open at 858-457-1090. Open right now.
And as we do, let's talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up.
Hi, I was going to ask two questions now. How do you guys avoid your lines getting tangled up when you're sitting in the long line? And then, do you guys ever tangle up with other long lines out there as well?
Well, we try not to fish too close to each other with the amount of gear going in the water, but yeah, it's the worst tangles I've ever seen. I've been fishing for a while, or we're long line, and everything's a tangle.
So
every fish we catch is tangled up.
Oh, really?
And sometimes it's such a big tangle, it's like a color spot coming up when we're hauling the gear. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
You just cut
the size
and
of a Volkswagen, a couple fish in it. You know, it's hideous.
Yeah.
Cut and retie everything, huh?
Well, that line's expensive, yeah. So everything gets untangled. And if it's too bad of a tangle, they cut it up, they bag it up, and then they deal with it later.
And you're using big circle hooks. So, I mean, they literally.
If you're not off-centered circles, yeah.
They're used to swimming in a straight line and swimming and eating, and all of a sudden they eat and they get stopped.
And all the branch line slides on the main line.
Okay.
So you get one, and he swims over here, and he tangles up that branch line. And
oh, my.
Couple fish, they start
scary.
Avoiding tangles.
You're moving the boat, right, the whole time.
The only way to avoid a tangle is to fish all by yourself where no one else can get to you.
Yeah.
That's it. And with one of those backlash-proof reels.
There you go with a Shimano DC.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the only way to avoid tangles.
So, yeah, otherwise it's always tangles. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Doug. That does free up 877-792-1090.
And as we do, thanks for the call, Doug. We're going to talk to Troy. Troy's calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Troy. Welcome to Let's Talk Cookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Joel. How you guys doing?
Great.
Excellent.
Hey, so I had a question. I noticed last night, on the 976 Tuna website, the Excalibur, there was a nice little write-up on there, gave all the descriptions of the boat and the schedule and H&M and everything. And it mentioned that you had a 6.5-ton brine fish hold and a 6.5-ton RSW fish hold. What's the difference between those two, and when would you use one and or the other or both? Or can you talk about that a minute?
Well, spray brine is pretty much for every fish all the time. And then at the end of the trip, my disclaimer right now is I've only seen the boat in the boatyard. I was in Hawaii until last night. I got home at midnight. I haven't seen the boat in the water or the finished product yet. I think Chuck's still working on it. Tomorrow I'm going down there to see the boat. But the RSW is it's such an awesome way of keeping your fish. It's
refrigerated salt water.
But spray brine is colder. The brine is you up the salinity so you can lower the temperature. So like the bulkier fish, when you catch a lot of fish, you can try to bring the temperature down to up the quality of the fish because you want to keep it cool. The RSW is right, not quite freezing, 32 degrees, 31.6 degrees, and it keeps the fish like in a state of limbo. And when you pull them out, they're like fresh caught.
Yeah.
The color on the fish is beautiful. The product is spectacular.
Would it be similar to like what you do icing the fish?
It's a totally different thing. Some
sure.
of the boats in Hawaii they use RSW.
Oh, they do, yeah.
And they have really
good. What's the difference
good
in the quality between RSW fish in Hawaii versus the ice fish that you do?
You know, I'm not the buyer. I'm just the.
They're both high quality.
Yeah, they're both real high quality, but the RSW fish they look like you just caught them.
Yeah.
And they're not laying on each other. They're suspended in water. They may, depending on the weather, bump into each other a little bit,
sure.
rub, and you may lose a little color in the skin. But all that brine fish, they're stacked on top of each other, and the cold water is spraying on them to keep the temperature down, to keep the quality up.
Right.
Now, that RSW, I mean, it's just
a better quality.
It's the next step. It's one more star.
And they have both.
And the brine is actually below freezing. I mean, you're bringing
below
the fish down below freezing.
You could get it really cold.
So that might be kind of the backup to the RSW.
Well, you can freeze the fish with the spray brine, and the RSW is not a frozen fish product. It's more a fresh thing. So on a like the long-range boats, normally they hold bait in the wells where they can RSW, so they got to get the bait out of there first. And at the end of the trips, they put the fish in the RSW. And then when they get in for the processing to go to Fisherman's Landing or whomever might be doing it, then, you know, you just see the difference in the fish. It's really amazing.
It's nice to have the option. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it is, yeah, for sure.
For sure. And just the quality of the meat.
Just like it was caught.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, and we're going to take another call, and Tom had a great question, and we're going to go to Tom. Tom's calling from Temecula. Welcome to the show, Tom. Good morning.
Tom.
We got a lot of Toms today.
Morning.
Yeah, it's all Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Anyway, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Question for Joel.
Yes.
I know there's some albacore that is caught down in the South Pacific. Are you close to that area at all? And then what about your bycatch? I would assume you have a bycatch of billfish as well.
Yeah, in Hawaii, everything sells. Everything sells in Hawaii. But the South Pacific albacore is caught between Chile and New Zealand, generally.
Chile and New Zealand?
Wow. Interesting.
About 1,500 miles away from the closest point of land. So
you go down there, too?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah?
Don't want to go back. It's such a long trip. The boss I used to work for, we left from Anacortes. It's 38 days of travel to the fishing grounds.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Anacortes, Washington?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we'd fish in the South Pacific. We'd, depending on where we ended up, go to Tahiti for fuel and supplies, and then all the way back up to Canada to offload.
Oh.
So that's 76 days of travel?
Oh,
that's weather incredible. Permitting.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that long line for the albacore?
No, we jig.
Jig for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot like what the guys are doing right now.
Off of Washington and Oregon. They're catching albacore.
Yeah.
They're having some 600-700 fish days.
JJ's getting them, huh?
I haven't talked to JJ, not because I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
But
oh,
hi,
I
JJ,
understand.
If you're here listening. But anyways, they're doing good.
Yeah, it's good fishing. They just bypassed us, right?
Again, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to have this year, right?
Hopefully next year.
Maybe next year. It could happen.
I hope so. We're due.
Yeah. Well, I think what'll happen is when Joel comes back, now you're going to come back, run some short boat stuff, they'll come back for you.
I hope so.
Because the last time we had him was like when you left.
We had a couple years without, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
maybe
good
you're
times. That's what San Diego needs. Those things, they when they bite, it's good.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
good for everybody.
Yeah, it's definitely good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Pretty darn exciting. If you want your chance to win a Shimano Colt Sniper Jerkbait Flatfall Lure, give us a call, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're going to be back with Joel, and Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Pinreels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Pinreels for long-range anglers. The Pen Fathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura drag washers. The redesigned Penn International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Fun day with Joel Ralston in studio.
Such a great show. So great to have you back in town, Joel. And going fishing with you this summer? Are you kidding me? Opportunity for that?
I can't wait. I'm really excited.
How long are you going to run the boat for?
The whole summer.
The whole summer. Okay. Until they stop biting. Maybe in November. You're going to be here through November, maybe?
That's the plan.
If they're biting?
Well, I'll be here through November.
Okay. All right. Cool. Then let's have them bite through November.
All the way up till Thanksgiving would be perfect.
Perfect. All right. Very good. Hey, right now, a good buddy of ours, Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Doing great. Of course, master mechanic Jeff Hughes. He's worked on my boat many times and used to work at Dana Landing and still covers a lot of their equipment over there. You opened up your own Yamaha outboard shop over there in Pacific Beach a few months ago. How's it going?
Going great, Pete. Really is. We're actually having a grand opening party today, so anybody that wants to come down and check us out, it's 2680 Garnett. Please come on down. 12 o'clock, we're going to have some burgers and beers. Just come check us out.
Wow. All right. So free food and beer, and check out what Jeff's got going there. Now, that's just real close to Grand and Mission Bay Drive, right?
Garnett and Mission Bay Drive, that intersection there, yeah, where the Chase Bank is, and right off the freeway.
Yeah, you can't miss it there. It's on the would be the north side of is it Grand Avenue?
Garnett
Avenue. Yeah, I get I get confused down there in that Pacific Beach area. So if you're coming from the north, take the Grand Garnett exit, make a right, and you can't miss it. Right on the right side. If you're coming from the south, take the Grand Garnett exit, go up to Garnett, and make a left, and it's right there on the right side. Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what do you do at H&H Marine?
Well, we're doing, obviously, we're the Yamaha Service Center, so we're doing Yamaha service work along with other boat, you know, engine manufacturers, doing a lot of repowers. We've logged about 20 so far since we've been open last April. Also helping Randy up at Blue Water Bait Tanks. We're an authorized installer of his tanks. We have an inventory. We got 3 or 4 in stock, so if you're in the market for a new bait tank, give us a call. And we're going to bring on stripers. We're looking to do some striper boats coming in September as well.
Wow. So boat dealership as well as the Yamaha outboard service and sales center. And you sell Yamaha outboards in all sizes, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, and availability seems to be getting better for the bigger outboards coming up soon.
Sure,
right?
Is. We got a bunch in stock, and the bigger stuff is clearing up, looking like we can do a lot with that come the end of this year, right after summertime.
You know, one of the new ones is this, is it 4 or 425 Yamaha that's coming out?
Yeah, 425. We probably can't get our hands on one of those till the beginning of next year.
Can you imagine, though? 425 horsepower outboard motor, right?
Yeah, they're wild. Can't wait to get my hands on one.
Pretty amazing. So, like I say, Jeff's worked on my boat. He's done many, many projects for me and is a reliable, honest, straightforward master mechanic. And you have several guys working for you, too, that are just the same.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you need service on your Yamaha outboard or any outboard, do you do inboard outboards, too?
We do, as a matter of fact. We do a lot of Mercruisers and Outdrive stuff. And you can just, you know, our website, hhmarineservice.com, hhmarineservice.com. Just, you know, go online, check us out, give us a call if you have any questions, and come see us.
All right, today you have the grand opening, the open house with free food and drink there, and that's what time, Jeff?
Starting at 12, so.
12 o'clock
12
today.
Till whenever.
All right, very good. Well, Jeff, H&H Marine right there. Once again, the address and phone number?
Address 2680 Garnett Avenue, right in PB. Phone number 619-381-8480.
All right, great, Jeff. Congratulations on the success of H&H Marine there in Pacific Beach, and we'll see you later.
Pete, appreciate it, man. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Thanks. Take care. All right. Let's go ahead and jump in those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to Joel.
Let's do it, Pete. And in doing so, we're going to talk to Gary. Gary's calling from Ventura. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup,
Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joel. It's your old buddy Gary from Ventura. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
Oh, man. I can't remember the great times. How many times? 20 times we went out. Joel, one of my favorite stories is we were headed out. And I had 20 guys in the galley, and you were telling us what we were going to do or could do. And you said, we can go get tuna, but it's rough as a cob out there. Who wants tuna? And 40 hands went up. We got out there the next morning. There were probably 16 guys, sick as could be. But I was catching tuna left and right, day and night. Loved it. We got out to San Clemente and got yellows the next day. Joel, I sure miss you.
Well, I'm back. So all you got to do is go down to H&M Landing or give them a call and book a trip on the Excalibur, and hopefully we'll have.
I'll be there. I'm on it. About 2 weeks from now, I was just thinking, God, I'd love to get down to San Diego. I'm still recruiting for New Mexico. I'm out to do an event this morning, so I'm sure glad. I pulled off the road and said, I've got to call in, so I'm sure glad we connected. And I'll be down there with you on the Excalibur in August.
Excellent. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You got a lot of fans out there, Joel.
I've been doing it a while.
I know you have, but you've been gone for a while. We missed you.
Well, some people say I leave a lasting impression.
Yeah, it's kind of like an oil slick or something.
Like I fell asleep on him or something.
Oh, man. Joel, you're truly a life of the party.
He
passengers
is.
Love you, and it's nothing but good times.
For sure. Let's go ahead and talk some more of them here.
Oh, let's do it. And we're going to talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from Linda Vista. Good morning, Tom.
Thanks for hanging in there, Tom.
Thank you. Joel, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Tom.
I was with the fishing club from the Navy. A research lab on Point Loma, and we made multiple trips with you. Larry Nixon was the charter master.
Yeah, Spower.
Yes, yeah.
How
and,
are you?
well, I remember when you bought the boat, and I remember that you were going to rename the boat, and mm-hmm. I was wondering how you picked the name.
Actually, my first roommate, who actually texted me, Mike Schultz, named it. I guess he thought I was relentless, so...
Yeah.
Or which boat? My old boat or the Excalibur boat?
I like the Relentless name.
Yeah, that's a good name. It's still called the Relentless. It was Seeker for a little bit. Chuck bought that. And then now Mikey's got it. It's back to being the Relentless. So
all right.
I got to walk by that. It's kind of sad. I miss that boat.
Yeah. And it's an appropriate name for, don't you think, Corey?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
For Mr. Olson?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He's Relentless.
Just never quit.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I got to remind you here, it's our third San Diego County Ford Dealers Remote Broadcast. It's coming up Saturday, August 4th at North County Ford in Vista. It's your next chance to qualify for the big two grand prizes by either by random drawing or winning that Shimano casting contest. Prize one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. That's about a $4,500 prize right there. Grand prize number two, four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Bahia's East Cape. Includes round-trip tickets, San Diego, Orange County or LAX to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to check that Alaska Airlines banner and click on it for all the details on the front page of the letstalkhookup.com website. I flew them to Orlando. I'm telling you, it is absolutely the best airline in the business is Alaska Airlines, and we're very proud to be associated with them. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and there's going to be a ton of giveaways, too. All you have to do is just show up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. See you Saturday, August the 4th, at North County Ford in Vista. It's just off the 78 freeway in Vista. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it, Pete, and we're going to talk to John. John's calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, good morning to you guys. Earlier when you guys were talking about the getting some Seaforth back in the day, you mentioned Doug Reed, and Doug and I go back to the 70s. I went to school with him, and another guy is John Law. And
Johnny Law.
I was wondering, yeah, I kind of lost touch with Doug since he moved to Alaska or did something in Alaska. Do you guys know what he's doing these days? And also, John, wasn't he in commercial fishing for a while several years ago? Or
Well, Doug's in North Carolina, or in Carolina. He works at a factory where they make sugar out of beets, staring at a computer screen for $20 an hour.
Wow.
I mean, that's what he's doing, but he's not on the water. That's just a shame.
Yeah.
And John Law's fishing lobster and a little bit of rock cod and this and that.
Still around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he works basically out of Seaforth there with his...
Well, out of the basin.
Out of the basin, out of the same.
But if he had Doug Reed's number when he had his boat, his cell phone number is still the same if you want to call him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the problem. I lost my my contact list, but I'm just curious. But I'll find someone.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He was fishing.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. I was trying to get him a longline fishing.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, he's kind of content where he's at.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded with great info. Local Dorados on the patties, of course, also fantastic roosterfish fishing, yellowfin, and more. Check it out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do that, Pete. And as we do so, we're going to talk to John. John's calling from Upland. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good morning, John.
Good. Hey, just a quick story. I was on the Pacific Dawn a couple of weeks ago, and this kid hooked a yellowtail, and the yellowtail got wrapped around the anchor line. They tried to get it up. They're bringing the anchor line up real close. And Pat decided, no, we're not going to be able to get it, so we're just going to cut you off. And maybe when we pull the anchor all the way up, the fish might still be there. Anyway, in the meantime, this guy's father was also on the boat. He hooks a yellowtail, and Mad Dog's helping him out. And he said, hey, he goes, there's another line on his line. So they grab it. They tell the kid, hey, go get your rod. Go get your rod. So the kid goes and gets his rod. They tie the line back onto his reel. He brings in the yellowtail, a 30-pounder.
Wow, nice. That's a great story.
The one that didn't get away.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then the good thing about it is his dad is the one that the kid's line was on his dad's line. That was crazy.
Nice.
My dad never helped me out like that. He just yelled at me a lot.
That's a cool story. Great story. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah, it's definitely a good story coming from John. And we're going to talk to Norm. Norm from San Diego. Good morning, Norm. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want to ask Joel, since the albacore seems to be MIA from San Diego, have they been healthy everywhere else, or the stocks are declining in general?
Last year was kind of weird for the commercial guys up north. There was some fish offshore for them. I mean, outshore, like, I'd have to do the math. The 150 block, 2020.
200 or 300 miles?
Well, further than that, 400 miles offshore, I think, roughly. I'm just throwing a dart there. They're catching them now on the beach a little bit for, this month. It's a good start for those guys. South Pacific's been a little scratchy. The price of fish is the only thing that kept those guys healthy the past couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But they roll the dice every time they go to the South Pacific with all that travel and whatnot. But yeah, It's not what it was. I'm hoping it's just a cycle.
Yeah.
Everything happens in cycles. So,
okay.
Yeah.
See what's up next. Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll see. Maybe the cycle will come back next year.
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm ready for it. Yeah. I'd love Alba Cortez.
My theory is Tommy Rothery's theory. You just keep predicting them until they come, because they will come.
I like Pete's theory.
There'll be a time when
be the Alba broken Cortez, clock. You'll still be right twice a day.
Yeah, exactly.
And the crazy thing is it comes totally unpredicted. You can't predict it.
You never know. We could get them in the fall. They could swing back around, right?
Yeah, you catch fish where you find them. That's so
it. There it is. All Mr. Right. Joel Ralston at the helm.
Yeah, indeed. I talked to Harold Davis from Davis Boats yesterday, and he says that there's a very good shot that they could get him in Central California pretty soon.
All right.
So there's been rumors of him around.
Yeah, so they have tail. They swim 10 to 15 miles an hour. Figure that out in a 24-hour period.
Yeah. Figure out how weird it is that the salmon fishing, the king salmon fishing, is incredibly good, best ever, maybe one of the best ever in years in Northern California, and they're almost non-existent in Alaska right now.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just
it's just not biomass.
Everything's been shuffled up in this warm water cycle we've had. Yeah. You know, it just things aren't quite where they're supposed to be yet until things get right.
Yeah.
I mean, not that this is wrong. I mean, we'll take whatever we get, but it's not what. No, it's still kind of warm.
It's not typical, but when you're looking at 100 to 200 pound bluefin locally,
who's going to complain?
That's not a bad.
Oh darn! It's not typical, but
like bring it on.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
No, that's definitely a good one. And jumping back into them, we're going to talk to Cameron. Cameron's calling from Wildomar, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hi, Cameron.
Hey, good morning, boys. Thank you for taking my call. I have two quick questions. One's for Corey, and then one is for whoever wants to answer. If I'm fishing on a sport boat, what is the best way to fish the bigger weedless swim baits through the kelp? I get hung up. I get no bites. What am I doing wrong? That's the first question. And the second question is do you guys ever think that you would have Shay McAfee on the show? Because I know I probably speak for a lot of people. We'd love to hear from him and a lot of his knowledge that he brings to the sport fishing industry.
Well,
there you go. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all, Cameron. Yeah, Shay is a really good guy. He has a great show and does a good thing. And it'd be nice to have him on the show. Shay's a good guy. Adds a lot to the industry.
What's the name of his show?
It's Stoked on Fishing.
Stoked on Fishing. Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, he does some good things for sure. And the weedless swim baits, really good place for it. You know, when they're backing you up into the kelp, and there's that time of the year where they do that, and huge advantage for you, Cameron, as far as being able to get that lure way in there and a cast distance away and actually targeting fish that people won't get and shouldn't be hanging up too much. I mean, that should be sometimes the hookup ratio is even low because the weedless factor, the quote-unquote weedless factor, is so high. So
when you're rigging those weedless swim baits, which you've perfected those things amazingly, it's like, what, are you on third generation now of those?
Minimal.
When you bring the hook back through the bait, there's an exposed hook point. Do you still bury that hook point into the plastic?
I don't at all.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
That's left. All the baits have kind of a depression in the back of the bait where the hook acts as a hook slot. So when you finish rigging the bait, the hook point runs parallel to the back of the bait is resting in that slot.
Yeah, okay.
So it's enormously weedless, and like I said, sometimes the hookup ratio is even low, hampered because of the quote-unquote weedless factor. Cameron shouldn't be hanging up at all with that, really.
No, for sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Just about a minute left for Jerry in Point Loma. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry, are you with us?
Jerry, come back.
1-2, Jerry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
He's probably put the phone down and walked away. And so,
are you looking for Gary?
Yeah. Oh, it's Gary. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hi,
old
Gary.
Old buddy of Joel's.
Old buddy of down. Joel's.
Joel, back in the early Seaport days.
Curtis. Not Gary. From Curtis?
Gary.
Gary Black that had the Conquest that you ended up buying.
GB.
The Gary Black.
Out of the past, huh?
Yeah.
How are you?
Joel, you're doing almost the same thing I did when I left. I did 9 years commercial fishing, and people don't understand the distances. You were talking pretty well about it, but I made one straight line to the South Pacific. I went 4,800 miles one direction, didn't stop at Tahiti.
My goodness, that's a long trip.
From Fish Harbor down, I believe it was 44 degrees south. You just don't believe
that. Yeah, 44, 42.
Wow.
44, yeah. The next thing below us was Antarctica.
Yeah, ice. There's ice down there. Yeah, right. We would always stop in Samoa with all the brass boats.
I got to crack up when I think about hearing you on the other boats when we were out there, you know, no engines running on the anchor, quiet generators, and we could hear you on the other boat near us. Fishing.
Yeah. Nobody needed to call.
Who is that over there?
They didn't need to call Bob and find out if he was catching fish. All they had to do was listen for me. I echo off Soledad Mountain there at La Jolla.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Gary, you've owned your share of boats, that's for sure.
Well, I can't get out right now. I'm kind of immobile on a boat, and it's driving me nuts with the size of that bluefin and the amount of them. You know, my whole career, we never had anything like that local.
All right, so what about albacore? What's your take on albacore? Are you going to get them? Are we going to get them?
I haven't looked at the charts that much, but they were a week ago and 10 days ago, they were doing about a ton a day, the guys that were on them, but it was only a 50-mile area.
Oh.
And I haven't heard since then, but a ton a day in the end of June, you know, and early July for a jig boat that's pretty economical, that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what's going to happen. I haven't looked at the like I used to. I haven't looked.
Well, Gary, it's nice to hear from you. I'm sorry we ran out of time, but yeah, call us back and reminisce with some old times again for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Oh, it's awesome. See you soon, Gary.
Yeah.
Awesome to hear from legendary Gary Black with Joel Ralston on the show. We're gonna when we come back, Pete, we're gonna find out who won the Shimano Colt Sniper Jerkbait Flatfall Lure Package, courtesy of Shimano. We're gonna be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show with Mr. Joel Ralston and
Mr. Joel,
Captain Joel. Going to be running that H&M landing. We do have a winner today, Pete. We have a winner of the Shimano Colt Sniper Jerk Bait and Flatfall Lure Package, courtesy of Shimano. That's Mr. Yeah. Gary from Ventura.
Ventura. All right, we'll be shipping that off to you. Unavailable right now, but soon to be Colt Sniper Jerk Bait and Flatfall Glow in the Dark Lure Package there coming to you in Ventura. And Joel Ralston, wow, man. Great
long
to have
time.
You back.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Great to have you back. Thanks for getting up early after getting in at midnight and being here on Let's Talk. Will you take a nap today?
You can count on that.
You're amazing. Hey, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, you'll be operating out of H&M, right?
H&M Landing.
Yeah.
Still
Even though they're not a sponsor here, we're promoting them because it's you, Joel. I want you to know that. They should be a sponsor, but they're not. But we're promoting it because it's Captain
We don't
Joel.
Discriminate here,
yeah,
do we?
I know. No. Well,
Whoa.
But no, because it's you, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
For sure.
That should have been my response.
Yes, indeed. So if somebody wants to ride with you on the Excalibur.
Correct.
Yeah. Just H&M Landing, right?
Yeah, H&M Landing. I always get the H&M old Islandia number confused. It's 222-1164 or 222-1144 in the 619 area code. It's one of those.
It's something that guy. But you'll find Joel. Just go look for the Excalibur.
Well, it should be
and when are you going to start running?
As soon as the boat's done.
Yeah.
Actually, I got to talk to my boss. I haven't talked to him.
All right. Very good. You'll get it done. And you'll probably be down there checking out the boat today, I'll bet.
After the nap. Naps first.
Sure. All right. Corey, great job. Thanks for being here as co-host, as always, Corey. Appreciate you here, and you'll be back tomorrow, right?
A lot of fun. Thank you, Pete.
Yeah, always fun having you here. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Corey and myself will have Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and the Shogun here to talk some big fish fishing, long-range fishing, and more. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does for us. And thank you. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.